how do you define a close call? My dad had me when he was 50 years old. He was born in 1924 and fought in World War II. When I was a kid, he'd often tell the story of a friend of his who caught a bullet in the forehead of his steel GI helmet. The bullet punched through the steel helmet and lodged itself into the helmet's liner. That, in my old man's mind, exemplified a close call. His friend was a bit of cloth away from death, but through a combination of physics and luck, he was spared. Obviously, the concept of a close call has a different meaning for service members, law enforcement, and others who put themselves in harm's way on a regular basis. But the reason my dad liked to tell that particular story, among many others he could have told, was that it crystallized the element of chance, the sense that things could so easily have gone the other way. He'd usually follow it up with another combat story about getting a bullet shot through his rain poncho while he was wearing it. Not a scratch. That element of chance runs through many of the stories you're going to hear. Chance or happenstance might cause a close call. It might also prevent a close call from turning into something worse. It certainly preoccupies the storytellers in the weeks, months, and years following the event. When a roll of the dice, a flick of the wrist, a millimeter in a bullet's path is all that separates you from the other side, you're forced to reckon with how fragile human life really is. The other common thread here is that these stories all occur in wild places. Plenty of us experience close calls or worse on highways every day, but I don't personally feel a great affinity for highways. A close call in a wild place always carries with it the essence and spirit of where it occurred. From the popular fictional tales of Jack London to historical accounts of famous mountain men like Jim Bridger, these types of stories have always been fascinating, even to people who have never stepped foot into the wilderness. The stories you're about to hear often carry that same whiff of adventure, drawn upon the grit, knowledge, bravery, and self-sufficiency of their protagonists, and vividly illustrating the tremendous power and peril of the natural world. Or, sometimes, by the storyteller's own admission, serious mistakes, dumb decisions, hubris, or just an overwhelming personal obligation to get done what you wanted to get done, no matter what. Bear talk. Not all close calls make for a riveting story. Take one of the closest calls I ever had. It was winter, after dark in Southeast Alaska, and my brothers and I, along with my 2B wife, were running in a skiff on the way home from doing some deer hunting. We hit a submerged log. The engine shot up into the boat. The boat went down and scooped up a bow full of water, but we didn't sink. If we had, there is no question. Everyone on that boat would have died that night. But all you can really say is, man, we hit a log. It's a short story. On the other end of the spectrum, you've got storytellers who experience so many close calls that they seem to become immune to the danger or peril in those stories. Such is the case with my friend Buck Bowden, an outfitter and homesteader in remote Alaska. He's been living in the Alaskan wilderness since his teens, when a judge was going to send him away to a juvenile detention center unless his parents got him out of town. He was sent to his godparents up in Nome, Alaska, and there he found his calling and a life lived extremely close to nature, hunting, trapping, and fishing for his sustenance and livelihood. Due to the nature of his lifestyle and the harsh, isolated environment where he makes his home, he's racked up so many close calls in the ensuing decades that you wind up bracketing them into certain categories. You've got Buck's aircraft stories. Times Buck came close to starving while living off the land. Times Buck got stranded in the wilderness because of natural disasters. And then you have a richly populated chapter called Buck's Close Calls with Bears. You'll notice here that Buck has a very quiet, unassuming tone in telling these stories. Encounters that would be downright terrifying to most people, or that would give years of material to a writer like me, seem to just roll off his back. That's partly due to his temperament, and partly to the fact that he's just had so many of these encounters. As he explains, Buck also regards bears as his friends, especially black bears, which are